I saw her like that Puma.
Yeah, the one we have now.
Ready, Ann? Like to welcome everybody to the January meeting of the Upper Trinity Groundwater Conservation District Board. We're meeting here in our offices in Springtown, both virtually and in person. Director Watts, would you call roll, please, sir?
Jared Reynolds.
Here.
Richard English.
Here.
Shannon Knave.
Here via Zoom.
Tim Watts is here. Don Micah.
Here.
Brent Wilson.
Okay.
Mike Berkeley.
Here.
Tracy Messler.
Here. We do have a quorum. Everybody please stand and join us, pledge the flags.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. Doug, do we have anybody that's registered for public comment?
Not.
Okay. And sure, we're convening a public hearing at 6:02. A public hearing to receive public comments, requests to contest, and the general manager's report and recommendations regarding the following applications for permits, permit amendments, and or requests for exceptions to the district's water well spacing or minimum track size requirements. The applicant is Valhalla Property Leasing LLC of Pister. Operating permit location is 200 Old Millsap Road, Weatherford, requesting 680,000 gallons a year. Doug?
Yes, sir. As you said, it's an operating permit. It's for RV park located in Pister, Texas. Start off the operating permit. Just always go through this. This is like, you know, standard language. For any operating permit, district rules say we shall grant them the lesser of a reasonable non-speculative amount or the amount described in district rules, which is, you know, the allocation of the acreage times the thickness of the aquifer times 500. So a little bit more about this application. RV park will be located, again, just west, northwest of Weatherford. They're looking to they're seeking an operating permit for, you know, they're about 14, 15 connections. They say under 15. So one well, 166 well, 16604, 15 gallons permitted is what they're requesting. Drill to 360 feet with 2 horsepower pump. All spacing requirements are met. It's the smallest spacing category, 50 foot to the property line, 150 foot to the nearest well. There's a map showing the property. You can see all spacing requirements are met. So no exception is being requested. All they're asking for is the operating permit here. As we talked about, you know, earlier, and as y'all know, we've gotten familiar with district rules describe an allocation based on the acreage owned or controlled by the applicant, multiplied by the thickness of the aquifer, multiplied by 500. The applicant owns 4.758 acres. The thickness of the aquifer below the property is 339 feet. They are proposing to drill through and fully penetrate the aquifer, so they would be eligible for that full allocation. That comes out to a total of 806,481 gallons per year, and they have requested 680,000 gallons per year. And Kyle, that's based on, is this the one that they operate something?
Yes, they operate another RV park in the district. Their usage from that, they reported to us at the beginning of last.
Go use the mic. that way Shannon can hear you.
Yeah. So it's based on another RV park they operate within the district. There is the other RV park. It uses anywhere between 93 and 166 gallons per day per connection. I think it's a little bit more than your average RV park, but I think maybe to account for some irrigation, things like that. But they do report that usage to the district, and that's how they base that number, which I think came out to like 133 gallons per day per connection. So
yeah, in other words, they took data from another system they operate and report to us on. And that's how, and they, you know, obviously took that per connection, multiplied it by the number of connections they're proposing. So it's a reasonable number. It's a little bit higher than most of the RV parks in the area, but because it's based on what they're actually using, and Kyle's right, it's probably factoring in some landscape irrigation on top of the just the regular connections. So, of course, with any operating permit, we do, and y'all are provided the full report, but we do basically two types of analysis, a well impact analysis that's looking at a shorter time frame, a 10-year period. It's also looking at localized impacts. So we simulate the well and how it's going to produce, the amount of volume, the volume it's going to produce, the rate at which it's going to produce. Because there are no other registered wells in the area, when Blaine set up this model run, he actually had to, as we do with many, but there's the only observation wells in the simulation. He created four simulation wells, drilled and completed to the same depths as the proposed well, and he located them 150 feet north, south, east, and west of the proposed well. Simulation shows less than, or right at 1/10 of a foot of water level decline at the end of the 10-year period. So minimal impact to the surrounding area. Again, this is a impact analysis that we usually do for exceptions. They're not asking for an exception, but still it's worth noting. And then the larger regional impact analysis we do uses the full groundwater availability model. We run three scenarios. The baseline scenario is the GAM run, which our DFCs are based on. The 2020 estimate is the most recent year of data we have full pumping and full estimates for. And so that's an estimate of actual pumping in 2020. And then the third scenario is 2020 plus the project. So we just take the 2020 scenario, we simulate the new proposed well in that scenario, and you can see that this added 2 acre feet. So very, very little water. And as you would expect, you add 2 acre feet to a regional model, there was zero impact to the outcome. No additional drawdown based on this project. So with that, I forgot to change. It's not Solitude Ranch. It's Valhalla Properties. That's from the last month. Apologize. But they are, everything else below that's right. The operating permit on 200 Millsap Road, 680,000 gallons a year. My recommendation is approval of the operating permit as presented. So the approval of operating permit 190P OP in the amount of 680,000 gallons for Valhalla Properties. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Board have any questions as a general manager or staff? Shannon, do you have any?
I do not.
Okay. No further discussion. Chair to entertain a motion to approve as recommended. Motion by Director Watts. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Director Micah. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And shall we close the public hearing at 6:10? Move on to our regular agenda. Consent agenda, which includes approval of minutes of the public hearing and regular board meeting of December 16th. Approval of bank statement ending December 31st. Payment of bills and invoices received through January 24th. Reimbursement of expenses incurring on behalf of the district through January 24th. And approval of request for extension applications submitted through January 24th. Any of this we need to pull out? Board need to discuss individually? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Oh, yes. I needed to add today, Director Berkeley sent in an expense report. What was the total? Oh, you did. For $344.95 for mileage reimbursement.
Okay. Chair, entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda with the addition of the expense report as presented.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda with the addendum.
Motion by Director Micah. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Reynolds. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item two is moot. Do we have a quarterly investment report? Board consideration and possible approval of quarterly investment report recommendations. Doug?
No recommendations at this time. I will, Tracy, and as you and I talked about the other day, we were going to have some once SA2 funds finish rolling in. We're going to have some funds and checking that we're going to need to invest. I did see a new bank open in Decatur the other day when I was driving through town, but I'll look. And Berkeley, if you have any more recommendations, probably in the next several months, we're going to need to buy one, if not two more CDs.
What's our guesstimate on end of year?
Net. Overage
600, 650, yeah. 700.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the NA for after the Providence on the maturity date?
That's a money market. That's the money market account. That's all I've got.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I was looking at, I'll just get with you later on about some investments.
Okay.
Take the board's time.
Okay.
We'll talk later on.
Perfect. Need a motion?
Need a motion to approve the investment report?
So moved.
Motion by Director English. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Watts. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Management report. Doug?
Tracy, I think we're about to have the fastest board meeting ever.
We're on track for it.
Couple things on the management report. We've got some new staff. We've got Dawson and Natalie, who just started with us this year.
Welcome.
And they're both doing well. Natalie's doing great. I guess Dawson's all right, right? What do you think, Zane?
Let's see.
They're doing great.
Wait a minute. Dawson just started today, right?
Yeah.
So how do you even have an opinion yet?
Exactly what I said. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
He showed up.
We did show up. That is a positive.
That's good.
He showed up.
And Doug, are they full-time students?
Yeah. No, they're full-time here with the district. Natalie graduated in December from University of North Texas. And Dawson, did you finish earlier this year, last year? December. So. And he finished from Tarleton State, so.
And we broke the purple poo.
Yeah.
Run too. Finally.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but no, Natalie's been doing really good, and I'm sure Dawson's going to be all right. You guys got rain?
Where did you get rain?
You just go walk through that grass over there and watch the dust just pop up. It's so dry. But yeah, I know. Other than that, there was something I was going to mention to you guys, and I just forgot. Tracy, and you and I had talked about some things that I didn't know if you wanted to bring up.
We've discussed the last couple, 3 months. We are going to end the year with a significant amount of cash. One of the things we had talked to Doug about was finding some improvements to the property that we want to do. I think Doug's going to get some information together. One of them is more covered parking because we've got more vehicles out here, but the district owns more vehicles that we need to cover. Also concreting the entrance into the drive out here so we can get on and off the free highway fairly quickly, at least safer than what we are doing now. If any of the board members have any thoughts, and Director Wilson, after the meeting last month, caught Doug and I, and wanted to discuss a possibility modeling the grants we've done for the rainwater recapture programs and Wise and Parker County, but gear it towards the small school districts as potential for them to be able to use for their landscape watering and or if they want to treat it, use for the watering in the school.
And Shannon and I have also talked about similar type things. So I think kind of what Tracy and I talked about, if a group of the board wants to start discussing plans, maybe we really do start taking applications and have to select the best project each year, that kind of thing.
And I'll point out on the small school districts, these are class A or 2A, many of them are on groundwater systems. So if they can go to a more renewable water source of rainwater, we're just saving that groundwater for future use as a conservation. I think that's how we'd have to craft that and write the mission statement.
Agreed.
Also, Doug and I have had some discussions about possibly helping some of our small cities around here that can't afford the engineering studies they need to go get SWIFT fund grants for improvements to their water systems to.
I want us
to sit as a board next month and talk about this and figure out what we want to try and do.
But the question I was asking, if we wanted to approach any to get an opinion from them or not.
Let's talk about this internally before we start.
Yeah.
Okay.
And to see what our plan is going to be moving forward.
Where I was going to go. A lot of the small cities don't have the cash reserves to hire the engineer to create a plan to upgrade their water system to stop line losses. And correct me, Kyle, we've got at least one public water supply non-governmental entity that's probably got maybe 50% line loss.
They have a significant amount. I don't know if it's
Probably over 30.
It could be.
You know, and that's in their groundwater system. So that's, you know, basically wasting water.
Yeah, and there are some other things that Tracy and I talked about, like being able to help smaller, you know, communities' groundwater systems with.
And the question is, do we want to get into that? And if so, how do we fund it? Will we fund it? Because we have no way, we can project how much revenue we're going to get off of the 22-cent fees. And we can project our other revenue streams. The one we've have not been able to handle on the last few years is how many water wells will be drilled in this district.
Yeah.
It's up. What, 30% this last year? And then maybe we can help get some of our small systems up where they're ready to handle this growth.
Did you get any applications in? Ever got an application?
No. And that's another thing. I think we need to put our heads together here and get a better idea and because it's something I think we should continue doing moving forward. But I think we just need to put some more parameters around it. Of how we're going to operate,
you know it.
Tracy,
yes,
Shannon, go ahead.
Two thoughts is it almost sounds like we have two separate grants we're discussing, whether it be rainwater harvesting for either nonprofits or government entities, school districts, ESDs, county barns. There's several locations the ESDs could work with. County barns, individuals with large arenas and things like that to set up locations where they could get fire water. And then a second type of grant, which would be for the small municipalities or water districts that don't have the capability to hire engineers for the SWIFT funding. I think both of those would be great uses of our money. To help reinvest in our community and in the future.
I agree, Shannon. Anyway, I've asked Doug to, you know, if the board's interested, let's put this on the agenda next month for us to discuss the parameters of what we want to look at before we stick Brian on to make sure what legally we can do and how we'd have to sculpt to do it and such.
Correct.
So,
well, I do think the idea of the word grants should be. And to look in about structuring grants.
Yeah.
It might be another way to do it rather than just volunteering. We'd set up under the grant.
Yeah, and this is just something Tracy and I had a conversation about, and I just wanted to give you guys a heads up and something that we be thinking about it, and we'll flesh it out more formally in the future.
And obviously we can do more monitor wells in areas where we need to.
And that's something else I was going to bring up as part of this. I've been talking with Parker County SUD. They're interested in giving us an easement to drill monitoring well, but they're actually similar to what we did in Montague a few years ago. They're actually interested in looking in possibly, or see if we're interested in drilling a deeper test well. And Tim, it's something I thought about visiting with you about. They aren't aware, and I'm not any aware of anybody, especially in the western part of the county, drilling, you know, extremely like down to 1,000 feet, what's out there, because their thoughts, you know, they've already got an RO system and they're treating water out of the river. They don't care how salty it is. They can treat it. And so that's something they're interested in, and they're definitely interested in just giving us some easements to drill some monitoring wells. But that could be a potentially big project if we drill a deep test well and then kept as a monitoring well.
I have one. Are we getting ready for any kind of report with our
project that's going on?
I met with them today. So I have progress report meetings with them every month.
Time for us to get a preliminary.
I mean,
even if it's from you.
Yeah, no. Next month, they'll be a little bit more fleshed out. So where they are right now, they've started working on identifying historical use and projections for all the municipal users in the two counties and looking at population projections. And they've started putting all that together, and they're sending out a survey. Hopefully send out that survey early next week with a 2-week timeline. Of course, they'll remind people after that they're not going to close it after 2 weeks. So end of next month would probably be a pretty good time for me to give an update on where we are. We're going to provide them a bunch of data too. I expect the project to be over towards the end of the year, but.
Well, I would like to have a general, I realize it was set up that they were going to give us general reports,
mm-hmm.
but I would like to have a report every month of a minimum progress report, even if it's just a 2-line statement.
Yep. And the way I'll see what I can do as far as getting, so I have, of course, I'm in contact with them throughout the month, but we have like official meetings with them once a month, but they're after the board, they're the day after the board meeting. So I'm actually not going to meet with them officially again until the day after our next board meeting. But I can be in contact with them and put something together for next month. The only other thing is we've got several, Kyle and I have had several meetings with folks about operating permits. So there could be multiple. Let me see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 possible operating permits coming up. I know at least one will be on the agenda next month, probably two. One other thing that'll be coming up is we, of course, this board approved DFCs, the preliminary DFCs a while back. The GMA 8 officially adopted DFCs back in October, November. They submitted the explanatory report week before last. And once the Water Development Board notifies us that the explanatory report is administratively complete, then we will need to hold a hearing and formally adopt DFCs. So that'll be in the next few months. We'll have to have that hearing.
And the only other thing is I'd like to have an update on that water grant that we gave in Wise County to the, being that it's getting ready to have a stock show.
So I was about
activities going on. And
Jill, ready. Jill, I know Jill's been out there, so she can give us a little bit more update of where they are.
Oh, it's not on the agenda. Can we do it as a?
It's under my report.
Okay.
We can talk about these things under my report.
Okay.
Yeah, so they have successfully installed the tank. They're working on aligning the beef barn to drain into that tank, and they're waiting for the electrician to set up the pump house, wherein afterwards we can put up our signage, educational rainwater harvesting signage. So we're waiting on their electrician.
So is
that going to be ready by the youth fair?
It should be. The large infrastructure, the tank, it's all there.
Okay.
And that's all.
In other words, we'll have to pay our next installment.
We've paid them. They're done. Yeah. As far as finishing up, they're done. They're just finishing up the last couple things. That's on Wise County's end.
Just remember signing the first check.
Yeah, you weren't. We sent the second check to Tracy. He signed it. Other than that, Tracy.
No delinquents or anything.
No, Jill's been real busy. Nothing much on injection wells. I did get an injection well application in Montague County up in the Northfield, I believe.
From WH Consulting.
Yeah, I got one of those today. We sent those. We're reviewing that. And then well registrations. Jenny, where did we end today? This morning you were at 140 entered. 140 applications entered this month. And then there's at least 20 more that we received but hadn't been funded that we hadn't got checks for yet. So we've got about 160 applications so far.
We finished the year up about 130% over last year.
Yeah, it was like 1984.
No, it was 2000. We were 2000.
Well, that was total. That included.
They included the 20.
Yeah, that included some more, yeah.
Incompletes.
Yep.
Yeah. 2084 is what you had on the report.
Yeah, that includes some existing wells.
Yeah.
New wells, it was like less than 20 short of 2000. Yeah, it was like 1996, I think, maybe.
And it's not stopping. I don't know. And I assume that we're still seeing plenty of subdivisions in Parker and Wise counties.
Yes.
Are they picking up in Hood County?
Starting to, yeah.
Yep. I'm starting to see more applications in Hood County. Yes.
And they're picking up Montague County as well. Not to the level of the other counties, but enough that they're going to keep going. So anything else? Any questions of staff on management report? No budget amendments, correct?
No, sir.
General counsel's report. Brian, you have anything?
I'll be brief because I don't want to ruin the good meeting, but most of what we've been working on over the last month has we're expecting the House water charges to be released by the Speaker in the next few weeks, and we were working to avoid bad charges over the last month or so. We don't think the Senate will release theirs until after the primaries is the current rumor. The other thing, as Doug noted in his manager's report, we do have the water agencies, TCEQ, Water Development Board, up for Sunset Advisory Commission review. That only happens once every 12 years. That's a big deal and something we need to pay attention to, not only now while they're going through and having their hearings on the two agencies, but especially during the legislative session, since those sunset bills are often a place for mischief, for unfriendly or friendly amendments that relate anything to water. Many of the laws we are living under today in the groundwater world were tacked on as amendments to sunset bills in the past because they're any amendment is basically germane to the bill. So that's something we'll want to keep an eye on as we go into 2022. Other than that, I don't really have anything.
And just
any questions.
Just to add on to what Brian said, I did Sunset staff reached out to me and they interviewed me for about 2 hours Friday related to TCEQ and TWDB's sunset review.
Staff, anybody have any questions of Brian? And our next meeting is the 28th, is it not?
I believe that's correct.
Because the 21st is President's Day. Board, have any other questions? If not, I show that our next meeting will be on Monday, February 28th at 5 p.m. here in our offices. If you have anything you need to add to the agenda, then definitely contact Doug or myself and we'll add them to it. And looks like we did in 30 minutes.